Yo, so Tom Brady got the refs on the line too.
I had that as well.
Yo, let's talk about that real quick.
He doesn't call the plays, bro.
Oh my god, bro. How many times have we seen Tom Brady get saved by the refs? In just like the past, like you could say like 3 years, 4 years.
Everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep,
yo,
Harry,
what's good,
and Dodge,
yo, yo.
And we are glad to announce that our podcast is gonna be a video podcast, and you can catch it on either Spotify or YouTube. It's gonna be weekly episodes, and if you wanna tune in, as I said, on either platform, YouTube or Spotify, you can find all the videos there. And without further ado, let's get into week six with Giants seeing the Ravens.
The 4-1 Giants, may I say.
Just extremely surprising.
Probably the most surprising team so far this season. I can't think of a more surprising team. You could make an argument for the Eagles, same division, but I think more people would have bet on the Eagles being one of the best teams in the league than them betting on the Giants being 4-1 and just beating Aaron Rodgers. I don't know who to credit more, like Daniel Jones or his new coach, Brian Daboll. Because we've seen Daboll do this with Josh Allen. Josh Allen came in, he was having a lot of turnovers. Like, most of his mistakes were decision-making, wasn't because of his talent. And that's kind of what we've seen him do with Daniel Jones. If you look at the stats, Jones only has 3 touchdowns as a quarterback this year. It's not like Daniel Jones is putting up insane numbers. I kind of want to say it's Saquon. You guys agree?
Saquon has been killing it. I have him on fantasy, so he's been giving me crazy yards. And he can the one play where they do where he's quarterback and he just rushes it. Mm-hmm. It's gotten. I think it would be predictable by now. I mean, you got to have a running back at quarterback.
You
think he's gonna throw it?
That's the thing. You got to stop it.
But that game against the Packers, that was the most surprising out of their other ones. Because the other ones, I think it was the Jets. I feel like they lost that game. But the Titans, that was a. I was surprised at that, but the Panthers and the fucking Bears, you expect them to win. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, you expect them to lose too. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that they beat the Packers, but that's really the only, like, I feel like...
Big win
they have this year.
But even then, I mean, the Giants in recent history, like, they can't even beat the bad teams. So the fact that they're even beating the bad teams, that's definitely an improvement because... If you want to be successful in the NFL, you have to beat the teams that you're better than, right? So we would say the Giants do have a better roster than them, but we've still seen them lose those kind of games. So the fact that the head coach of the Giants is getting this kind of these kind of results already, like 5 games, 6 games into the season, is I did not expect that. So I think we should definitely give a lot of credit to the head coach.
Yeah,
give a lot of credit to the squad, and I think the Ravens have been. Just like you said earlier.
Yeah, on the other hand, Ravens.
The Ravens have been killing it with Lamar Jackson I think this is the best season so far he had, even though he was MVP, and I did say that a few episodes ago.
He's better.
He's even better this year, and he can run it even better, which is crazy. I know they lost that game with the Bills. You know, he threw an interception. Maybe he needs a little bit of work on pass game. But
again, the Bills were supposedly the best team in the league, and you can still make an argument for them to being the best team / roster, and... Even then, it came down to the last play of the game, pretty much, for the Ravens. And I don't know, that says a lot, because, I mean, the Ravens are always in close games against the biggest teams. And that's what happens when you have a great quarterback like Lamar. I mean, 1,000 yards plus already. He has 12 touchdowns, which is kind of insane. Mark Andrews has been the other standout on the team. It's like Lamar and Andrews have had that connection since the first few games like Lamar's played for the Ravens, so... It's going to be a good game. Right now, the Ravens are favored by 5.5. They're playing at Baltimore. What do you guys think is going to happen here?
I see the Ravens taking this game. No, this game's happening at MetLife. I think because of the fact that Saquon, I mean, it's just Saquon, right? Like, mainly, like, Daniel Jones has, like, all he has to do is not make any mistakes. So, I mean, Lamar is their leading rusher and their leading passer. I mean, obviously, he's their leading passer, but Saquon has 533 yards and Lamar has 374 yards just rushing this year. I mean, bro, that's insane. Almost 400 yards for a quarterback is on 49 carries too. Not even like
he's been like we all know what Lamar is and how good of a runner he is, but he's still popping off 50, 60 yard runs. And we would expect at this point that like NFL defenses would adjust and they would be able to, you know, limit his big runs. You know, he could make those 10-yard runs and, like, all the time just because he's that fast. But you would think that they would find some kind of way to slow him down, and it doesn't seem that way. It looks like, if anything, like, he's gotten better and they still don't have an answer. So I don't see defenses easily shutting Lamar down because he can still make almost every throw on the field.
The quarterback you want on a broken play.
Yeah.
So go around the table. Give a little round of predictions. Who are we taking?
Right now, I mean, the Ravens are fourth in the league in scoring offense, and the Giants are 19th. And on the other side of the ball, the Giants are 9th in the league in points allowed, and the Ravens are 17th. Mm-hmm. So I know the Ravens have played harder opponents, and but they've also been letting up a lot of points in those games. And you can play all the good teams, and you could lose or you could win, but if your defense is letting up that many points, you know, it's pretty obvious that your defense is not very top tier. And we've seen Daniel Jones has been making a lot of mistakes, and Saquon is running better than ever. So I think it'll be a closer game than that. I think the Ravens will pull it out, but I think they'll win by a field goal. It's going to be a hard game for sure.
Touch? Okay. The big Commanders fan?
Well, ever since I announced my fandom to the Commanders, we've been 1-0. So fuck you. I did something.
Wait. No.
What?
They lost.
1-1.
1-1. Actually, 1-1.
No.
The Titans won.
They won. They won against Chicago.
You became a Commanders fan before the Commanders-Titans game, and the Titans won. So.
Okay, let's not get caught up in the technicalities here.
No.
I was a fan.
Okay.
And then after that, we won. So, fuck you.
Interesting.
All right. But what I was saying... I think since the Ravens, they're coming off some losses against some good teams. I think this is a time, like part of the season, where you need to really pick up your team morale and just like kind of get focused into the season. Because I'm looking at the next games they have. They got the Browns, the Bucks, the Saints, Panthers, and then but they have a like it's gonna get a little bit harder.
And they've been playing hard teams, so
exactly.
That team is all definitely banged up, you know.
So I don't think it's gonna be like a blowout, but I think the Ravens will win with like a comfortable win
easily.
Yeah, but they're gonna play like they want to win because
I mean
it's that point where like you're starting to need it.
Both teams gonna play with urgency, but
exactly.
Maybe the Ravens a little more urgency just because their division is a little harder, right? Because the NFC East is pretty much just the Eagles and the Giants. Yeah. I might be wrong because I forgot about the Cowboys. Cowboys.
I was like, there's one more.
Shit, man.
I'm taking the Ravens too. But I think it's gonna be a problem like trying to stop Saquon Barkley.
We all just picked the Ravens.
I think they might be cursed.
We all know the odds of the Giants winning have dramatically increased
by a lot.
Actually, it's been a little bit different so far this season. So some of the teams have been winning. We predicted the Saints would win last week.
Yeah,
and they
obviously, but the chances of them losing have definitely gone up. So.
Yeah.
In our odds, the odds just went down. Yeah. So,
so moving on to the next divisional matchup, Cowboys and the Eagles. We were just talking about these two teams. So, Cowboys are 4-1 and the Eagles are 5-0, the only undefeated team in the league. What do we think about this matchup?
Ugly.
I said this last week. All good things must come to an end. But
how many times is it going to come to an end?
Until it happens, bro. What can I do? They fucking 5-0 now.
The Eagles are favored by 6 points right now. That's kind of a lot for a division game. And especially the way the Cowboys defense has been playing.
Yeah.
Dallas has won 3 of the last 5 matchups between these teams. And I don't think there's been a...
You can bring up the fact that Cooper Rush... knows how to win games, but so does Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm.
They're on different levels.
He's proved himself this year, and especially like the way he's carried the Eagles and like, bro. I mean,
he's a leader too. It's not just being a quarterback and being a productive player. He's like a leader in the locker room, on and off the field. I mean, his numbers to back it up. I think the whole city and the whole organization believes in Jalen Hurts. And I know we had our doubts about him maybe last year, year before that. We didn't know if he could be the franchise. But so far, he has lived up to it. Mm-hmm. He could be a franchise quarterback. He definitely looks like that.
Also, like as of right now, CD's still out. There's been multiple times where, okay, CD's like fucked up a lot, but the games that they've won, he's been the reason that they've won a lot of the games on the offensive
and
side.
Even if he's not 100%, just having him out there and at least as like somewhat of a decoy is better, because we've seen Cooper Rush have that connection with Noah Brown, another like practice squadish kind of player, so they have a little nice connection. But you guys think the Cowboys have any chance to win this game?
I think they do somewhat. The Eagles have been mad tight, but also you got to credit the Cowboys' rushers. I mean, Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott put up great numbers as well when Cooper Rush went 10 for 16 and 102 yards. Yeah, and one of their touchdowns came from rushing against L.A. I mean, L.A. has been very shaky, and most of y'all predicted that they would win last week. I told you. Cowboys.
Someone predicted the Cowboys.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah. And Cowboys, I also said CeeDee Lamb would get more yards than Cooper Kupp, but I was definitely wrong. He had 53, and they definitely need him on these matchups. But also, Michael Gallup is also good. And I think the Cowboys definitely have a chance to stop them. But I don't know. The Eagles have been on a roll, man. They're nice, and the momentum is just carrying with them. So I think the Eagles will go 6-0 next week. I don't think the Cowboys can stop them right there. I think it's going to take a bigger team with a better performance. Maybe I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Depending on their schedule,
I get what you're saying. It's going to be hard to knock off this undefeated team, right? Especially on the role that they're on, just being the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there's any game for them to lose, in my eyes, it's this one. I mean, a great divisional opponent, a historical opponent. Dallas has won a lot of the previous matchups, and they've put up a lot of points in the previous matchups. They put up like 50, 40 points. So the Eagles are going to have that in the back of their head. They're definitely going to come out playing inspired and all that, especially trying to stay undefeated. But I feel like this is a game that the Eagles might overlook just a little bit, just because they think that they're way better than the Cowboys. And I do think that the Cowboys' defense is close. It's not elite, but it's close to elite. So I think there's definitely a chance when you know that personnel like that between divisional opponents. So I'm going to pick Dallas Cowboys. I feel like they'll win.
I think I also wanted to add that the Eagles have a pretty easy schedule coming up. I don't think they see anybody that difficult.
The Eagles literally have one of the easiest schedules of the whole league, which is why I don't want to blow up, you know, their undefeated record, you know. Most undefeated teams that go like that throughout the whole season, like 11-0, 10-0, 9-0, they usually have one of the easier schedules. So,
yeah,
I know the Eagles still have a lot of tests, but this might be the biggest test of the season so far. I think there's a lot of hype coming in this game, but I just feel like the Cowboys are going
to
pull it out.
I think the Cowboys will try hard. I mean, the only threat I see here to the Eagles may be the Packers, maybe the Giants if they beat the Ravens this week. Titans, but that's just the running game, and then your boys, the Saints.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk
about
that
in January.
So,
what do you mean, your boy? Aren't you a Saints fan?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What do you guys think?
Nah, the Eagles. I think it's gonna be a good game because it's a divisional game. Both teams know a lot about each other, but the Eagles' offense is much better.
6 point spread is kind of
The fact that the Cowboys are only putting up 300 yards per game and the Eagles are putting up almost 450 yards a game is just...
Yeah, it is insane.
But I think it might be a game of defense too, because both Cowboys and the Eagles have a pretty decent defense.
Yeah, but I mean...
I just think their offense right now is maybe a little hotter than the Cowboys' defense.
The Eagles? Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like the Cowboys have played some harder opponents, so that's probably why their average yards per game are not amazing. I mean, obviously, the way they've been playing, too, they've just been dominating on the running side and then
they played Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that wasn't easy. That was opening week.
And then they played Cincinnati. They won.
It's not hard. I mean, it's
Giants,
not an easy game.
They won. Not an easy Commanders game. Won. And then the Rams, they won.
Those are pretty hard opponents, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, those are very talented teams. And the Cowboys to be 4-1 with a backup quarterback is like, You know, I just can't write them off that easily. So I just feel like I have a feeling they're going to win.
It's for the number one spot.
You picked?
Pretty much. I'm going to go with Philly.
Philly?
Six. All right, so sweet.
Everybody, no, I'm picking the Cowboys. So
don't give me a second. Okay.
Last year, the Cowboys won 41-21. But they also had Dak.
It's a much different team.
No.
I mean, the Cowboys have been winning all their games. They've been playing like, they're like the 1960s, 1970s. Their quarterback doesn't have to do much. Just make the small throws. Don't throw an interception, and you'll probably win the game. That's
I feel like a lot of quarterbacks kind of, it's either like you're an amazing thrower or
like
you're just
you know your limitations and you just
a role player.
Just don't lose the game, right? Yeah. Don't throw the game away. That's basically what it's come down to. So we'll definitely see how that game turns out. I'll let you guys know. But next big matchup of the week.
Yes, sir.
Cincinnati Bengals pulling up to New Orleans.
Go ahead.
To play the Saints.
Go ahead.
Joe Burrow's return.
Go ahead.
To Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I'm very upset that this game is happening in New Orleans because I know there will be a lot of LSU fans who will be wanting Joe Burrow to win, and that definitely should not be happening. If you live in the state of Louisiana, you, which I don't, but you should definitely be wanting the Saints to win and win by a lot, no matter how many former Saints players, former LSU players are on the Bengals. This is strictly business, and the Saints will pull out the win. I don't even have to give a crazy analysis. I know the Saints are not going to lose this game. The Bengals right now are favored at the Saints' home. That's definitely going to piss people off. I think we do play better as underdogs. Taysom Hill's coming off an insane game. We like, I don't know what to say about Taysom Hill. Four touchdowns.
This is crazy.
Four touchdowns, bro. Like,
it was
Alvin Kamara's playing out of his mind, just had 200 scrimmage yards.
Yeah.
Andy Dolan is fine, not amazing. He's just doing what he needs to do, and I think they'll get it done again this week.
Mm-hmm. It's a collective effort at this point.
Both teams are going to have injuries, so it's not going to be, you know, I think it'll be a very, very high-scoring game. But
yeah.
I'm not expecting the Bengals to come out here and dominate.
Defense is barely there, and we saw that last week with the Seahawks and Saints where they pretty much went 32-39.
They made Geno Smith look like prime Russell Wilson. I know. Bro. That shit pissed me off.
I think if it wasn't for the three fumbles that they had and turnovers, Seattle could have easily won. I think they're doing amazing. DK Metcalf and Lockett were going off both sides. Just like you said, Taysom Hill, he's been doing it all. Whatever they ask him, he's doing
it. Bro,
three touchdowns, including one that is 60-yarder rushings. Yeah, no, that's right. That's just rushing.
Yeah,
three rushing. Three touchdowns are just rushing. And he threw one, which is the only pass that he threw to tight end Adam Trautman.
Just the fact that he had one touchdown throwing,
yep.
It tells defenses, like, all right, we can't just stack the box because he could definitely make that throw. So it just makes just them having that one play, like, it'll make every other defensive coordinator be like, all right, we definitely can't. Like, he's probably going to hand the ball off, but we can't put all our odds, you know. We can't just stack the box and hope that he doesn't throw. But even then, Seattle was stacking the box, bringing everybody down, and he still busted like a 60-yard run. So
he really
is the X factor, man. Like, he makes the defensive coordinator lose some sleep at night because having your quarterback as like that kind of dominant runner, just like Lamar, you're basically forcing the other team to play 11-on-11, right?
Yeah.
Which is harder than giving the ball to your running back. Which is, you're basically playing 10 versus 11 because your quarterback is out of the equation. So now the defense has to, like, they can't have two safeties sitting back. One of them has to come down and help. It's just going to make life hell for every defensive coordinator. So
Saints are very unpredictable.
I don't see the Saints losing this game.
They're so very here's why I think the Saints are going to lose this game. Peyton Turner, Marshawn Lattimore,
Peyton Turner hasn't
Jameis,
done shit
Jameis
so
Winston, know. Deontay Hardy, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas. Yep. I mean, the list goes on, bro.
The injuries, bro.
Chris Olave.
Chris Olave is a big loss. He's done
bro,
a lot.
Olave has more yards than a lot of big name
so
receivers.
Those
what makes you think y'all gonna win this game?
those players I just named is the reason that these guys are not gonna win, is because they are missing so many pieces right now.
It's true.
just don't I don't see them.
It's true.
Beating a Bengals team.
On the other side, the Bengals' best lineman did not practice this week.
He's out.
T. Higgins is not out. Practicing with an ankle. Hayden Hurst, their best tight end, hurt. P. Ryan, their backup running back, is hurt. So not as much as injuries as the Saints. It's like Saints literally have double the injuries. But
yeah, no, well, who's your number? Like, who are your receivers? Aren't they all out?
Literally, our three best receivers could be out.
If you can name their starting receiver,
I don't. Like, that's what I'm saying. I can't think of a receiver.
I think Chris Olave is like questionable, but Thomas and Landry have been ruled out. So, if Olave plays, I'll have a lot more hope. But even if Olave doesn't play, I mean, we scored 40 points last week without them, and I know that was because of Kamara and Taysom they were carrying, but. I can see them doing that again. It's not like the Bengals.
But these Bengals have good.
The Bengals defense is not amazing, bro.
Oh, it's pretty good.
The Bengals defense is not amazing at all.
Seventh
in what?
The league.
In what?
Defense.
I don't know, bro. I just don't see it happening. I don't see the Saints losing this game.
I'm gonna take the Bengals.
I'm
the only reason you guys are giving me is injuries.
Yes.
I think the Bengals are a better team.
That's a big reason. I think fully healthy, you have a very, very good chance. But you're not fully healthy.
The Bengals have not been the same Bengals this year. They're still kind of in that Super Bowl slump. So, you know, I'm kind of banking on that. Zach Taylor has not made the best play calls. We saw against, the Ravens? It was against the Ravens, right? There was multiple questionable play calls, especially in the red zone. We were just like, why are you doing that? So, you know, I don't see it happening. Picking the Saints. Two Bengals over there. Hamza, you didn't say anything.
Saints. I think they're very unpredictable, and all the three players that were impacting the game in a big way are still
there. They will be playing, yeah.
They will be playing. Dalton, Taysom Hill, Kamara. It's a very unpredictable team. Well, what can you do? So,
all right, split down the middle, 2-2.
Nice ride.
It'll be a close game. It's going to be a close game.
All right. Speaking about...
No.
let's move on to the next game of the week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to let our...
Oh, you weren't here. How do you...
we're going to let our Pittsburgh expert just talk for... Quick second about
before you make your pick. I have one question. What is your opinion towards the quarterback change that is taking place in Pittsburgh?
I've been told you guys that change was coming and it needed to happen, and that he was a fine quarterback. That bro, he's just better. Come on,
he is. His teammates were like, when Pickett came in, we had a different swagger, we had a different energy, we were more efficient.
Now, Pittsburgh
imagine Trubisky hearing that. They're like this fucking rookie. This came in through three interceptions, and the teammates still said that he was better than me.
I mean,
Trubisky's probably so mad, bro. We all know
Trubisky.
We all know Trubisky wasn't that guy. Yeah. Like Pickett was eventually going to be the guy. So it's good that he finally got his chance. You know?
We have less than a 20% chance of winning this game. That's actually crazy.
Offense, the 29th. Defense, 29th. Passing, 23rd. Rushing, 29th.
It's a horrible team.
It's at Pittsburgh.
Right now. What's crazy?
The Buccaneers are favored by 8. Not 6. Favored by 8.
What's insane to me?
I think that's a little much. I'm not going to lie.
What's insane to me is the Bucs defense is 30th compared to the Pittsburgh 29th. The Bucs rushing is 31st compared to the 29 of Pittsburgh. But their passing game, Tom Brady, they're third in the league.
Yo, so Tom Brady got the refs on the line too.
That as well.
Yo, let's talk about that real quick.
He doesn't call the plays, bro.
Oh my god, bro. How many times have we seen Tom Brady get saved by the refs? In just like the past, like you could say like 3 years, 4 years. We see it almost every single game, every single quarter.
And it's blatant.
Like
there's perks to being the face of the NFL.
But it's in my opinion, it's like ruining the product of like the NFL. The whole reason we watch football is because, I mean, okay, not the whole reason, but a big part of football is being physical and the fact that a quarterback is just as much as a player as everybody else in the field. Everybody else can get hit from any way, but as soon as a quarterback gets touched in a little bit aggressive nature, they just throw a flag and basically the whole game gets altered. I don't know how much you can dictate 300-pound men running that fast through other 300-pound men and telling them to just grab the quarterback or, like, throw him in a way that's safe to the quarterback, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that's not football. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you're expecting these big-ass linemen to control themselves when they're changing directions every second. Like,
that's going to cause more injuries.
I think this is going to ruin the product of the NFL if they continue to call these weak roughing the passers.
I have a question. Was it roughing the passer when Tua got swung?
No.
Tua got swung to the ground.
And his head hit backwards, which is unfortunate. But Tom Brady knows how to fall. And, like, good quarterbacks know how to fall when they're getting sacked, right? They know to put their non-throwing arm under their body to cushion the fall. Like, if you're falling on your throwing arm, then try not to do that, right? But the way Tom Brady fell wasn't even bad. And then Tom Brady kicked the lineman after he threw him down.
That's flagged.
He did get fined. Tom Brady did get fined for that, for kicking the player. So, I mean, wow, whoopee-doo, give him that $10,000 fine when his wife has fucking $1 billion.
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Hey, bro.
But
Tom Brady getting half
just,
the money, though.
That's just one call. And then if you go to the Chiefs-Raiders game, when Chris Jones made the strip sack, mm-hmm. and then they called that roughing the passer as well, that's literally the same thing. Like, he's running full speed. He got through multiple players, and then he tackles the quarterback, takes the ball away, which is as they're down 10, and is pretty much a game-changing play. And the refs just asserted themselves again. And if the Chiefs weren't the Chiefs and Mahomes wasn't Mahomes, then almost every other team in the league might have been doomed. And that was only in the second quarter. So these roughing the passer calls are, in my opinion, are just a little too much. But back to Steelers versus the Bucks.
We're not winning this game.
Like zero hope or like 5%?
It's a 20% chance.
Against the Bills, the game kind of started okay. They pushed them back in their touchdown zone.
Yeah,
and immediately have fucking a 98 yards for Davis. I think also Davis has been back, and the Bills have been even better because he went out on injury for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, he's very underrated.
Killed it after that game. It started off okay. Then there was a missed kick, field goal kick. And after that, it was just... I mean, from the beginning, it looked good, but then it wasn't good. So I'm taking the Bucks.
Good analysis.
You know, I think Tom Brady's still mad about that Chiefs loss, and he's still slinging. I mean, he put up 351 against the Falcons with one touchdown, and then Fournette was doing all the other work. Mm-hmm. He did phenomenal in that game. Their defense is pretty solid. I think it's gonna be a blowout.
I think Godwin's gonna play. He was limited this week, so that's better than him, you know, not participating at all. Yeah. Julio Jones didn't practice, so I think he might not play. Yeah. But, I mean, he'll have Mike Evans. He'll probably have Russell Gage and Chris Godwin. So, and I think Cameron Brate. Yeah, Cameron Brate played. So, looks like Tom Brady's going to have most of his weapons, and that is not a good sign for Pittsburgh. Luckily, this is a 1 o'clock game and not a primetime game, because that would be even worse. So I'm going to go ahead and pick the Bucks, but I don't think it's going to be... The spread right now is 8. I don't think it's going to be... I think it'll be a close game. Like, I don't see the Bucks just completely blowing them out, because I haven't seen the Bucks do that all year. I haven't seen them have that kind of offensive explosion. So
interesting.
I'll pick the Bucks, and it'll be like 3 points. I don't think it'll be a crazy, crazy blowout.
Dodge?
Yeah, Bucks. I can't find a good way to justify the Steelers winning. It could be a miracle. I mean, Pitt Boy, quarterback one.
Tomlin is always amazing as an underdog. That's one way you could get some hope from this game. Is Steelers do perform better when they are underdogs.
Pitt Boy? Who's Pitt Boy?
Pickens.
Oh, Pitt Boy, damn. Mm. I didn't know that was... All right.
He went to Pitt.
So is it a sweep?
He didn't say anything. You said Bucks? All right. That's another sweep. It's better for you. I mean, it's better for you. Moving on to the next game. Probably the worst game of the week. We don't really have to spend too much time on this. Commanders versus the Bears.
It already happened.
Shit show.
We just need the update from Dodge.
We won.
Here we go.
We won. We cashed out the money line. Hit the under.
We are recording this the day after the
ugliest game
shit bowl.
I've ever seen.
Yo, those these Thursday night games, if I was Amazon, I'd God be awful, pissed though. Off. God Jeff awful Bezos, games, man. Fucking,
he do better. Jeff Bezos don't care. He got mad money to blow.
Yeah. Good point.
It's not about Jeff Bezos.
Is there much we have right to say
now,
about this game?
Right now, it's about this shitty-ass game. Mm. You're proud of yeah. your boys, though?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Defense did decent.
One and one so far with you on the
one and other one. Side.
Disgusting.
Can't do much. Yeah. Look at the next game.
Very, very dirty game.
But this is they're doing decent. I am. They're losing games that they should lose. Not really. That's not true. We need to pick it up. I take all that back. Dan Snyder's gone next year, hopefully. I'm going to take the rest of the league with him.
Yeah. So one thing I have to say about this game is there were both teams were 7 out of 24 on third down conversions. So that should alone tell you how boring that game was. Okay, so moving on to next game of the week. It's actually a very interesting one. Jets and the Packers.
Hmm. Packers need
Jets. Packers are definitely taking this Packers by need really a long shot.
They need it. They need the win.
Long shot. Both teams are 3-2.
Exactly.
Both teams are in decent divisions. Like the Vikings are not bad, so the Packers have pressure on them. The Jets have Miami and the Bills right there, so the Jets definitely don't want to drop any games. The Packers are favored by 7.5 right now.
I do have a few things to say about the Jets. In that last week game against the Dolphins, although the Dolphins have been depleted and they don't have anybody anymore, I think. Shout out Sauce Gardner. He took out Bridgewater as well. And now Bridgewater has elbow injury. He was possible for a concussion. I think they already took him out. And they added new protocol rules and everything after the investigation with Tua. They had Hall finish with 97 yards on 19 carries and 100 receiving. The Jets can pop off. I mean, in that game against the Dolphins, it was their defense that got all their momentum after that sack, basically. And this is the first time that the Jets start off their season 3-2 since 2017. Wow. But then they went 5-11 after that. I mean, against the Dolphins, you can't really say much because they're extremely injured, like I said. And,
but I mean, they're still a good roster, bro.
Yeah, it is. Like the Jets look okay. They're now 3-2. So, yeah. But the Packers have also been very, very nice under Aaron Rodgers.
They've been all right. They've been all right. That's what I want to say because the Jets right now are 11th in the league in points scored, and Green Bay is 22nd.
Yeah.
So in terms of rankings, the Jets are higher on the offensive side. They've been dropping a good amount of points, and they're kind of similar on the defensive side, stat wise at least. The Jets are letting up around 23 points per game, and Green Bay is letting up around 19. So, you know, I don't see this game being too lopsided, and I definitely don't see it being...
It's not going to be a blowout.
I don't see it being a 7.5-point win for the Packers. Like,
but
that's what
I
Vegas
do see the
saying.
Packers pulling this out, especially at home.
Yeah.
That's my
them,
main thing.
Them being at home is definitely a big help because Aaron Rodgers is way better at home than he is
anywhere.
Almost anywhere else.
Anywhere.
But, I mean, the Jets are used to playing in the cold, so the cold shouldn't affect them much. Mm. The Jets are a gritty team. You know, that's the energy the coach gives off. He wants them to be tough. I don't know why. I low key see the Jets pulling off the upset.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm gonna pick the Jets by a field goal because if the Packers offense starts slow and you know, again another game happened where the Packers didn't score anything in the second half, and we said that a few weeks ago that's our main concern with the Packers is
they can't
really do much in the second half. There's no adjustments. So I'm going to pick the Jets, man. We've seen crazy things happen. So I'm going the Jets.
Also, you got brothers on each side. The Jets offensive coordinator is Mike LaFleur. That's his brother.
Wait, what?
The Jets offensive coordinator is Matt LaFleur's brother.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. You got a brother battle over here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Fun fact. Check stats.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. The Packers need this win. I think that since Aaron Rodgers has the experience, they just need to figure out a way to win. Their offense is pretty shit, but Aaron Rodgers he can figure it out. I don't hope that they lose, but I'm talking about the Jets. I don't hope that they lose because the Jets aren't gonna win shit in the playoffs. They're not gonna get to no Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Packers they might do well in the playoffs.
Neither are the Packers, man. Come on,
they'll get in the playoffs, But they could do some damage to other teams in the playoffs rather than just knocking themselves out.
No, I don't think so.
No. So, well, I think they could.
Beating the Jets literally just beat the Dolphins last week without Tua. That's, I don't really consider that without a statement win like that. Pittsburgh was 24-20. That was a horrible, 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 horrible game.
They're pulling out wins, but
and they lost to Cincinnati and they lost to Baltimore. So they don't really have me convinced, to be completely honest.
What have the Packers done to convince you? Just have Aaron Rodgers. Nothing. It's just Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely yeah. Nothing.
that carries weight. If
Aaron Rodgers was not playing, we would be like Jets. Jets yes. If Jordan Love was playing, we'd be like Jets are winning.
100%.
Yeah. But that's the gravity of Aaron Rodgers. So
exactly. That was an MVP.
It's basically, are you choosing Aaron Rodgers or are you choosing the Jets?
Yeah, no, I'm taking back my pick. I'm going with ayahuasca. I'm riding with ayahuasca the whole season. You can put me down for Packers the whole season.
Ayahuasca, man.
Yes, sir.
The best thing about the Jets is probably Sauce.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner, yep.
Yeah. He can't stop Aaron Rodgers by himself.
I really wanted to see him against Hill, but Hill got out.
But the thing is, like, the Packers' best receiver is Lazard, and Sauce Gardner has locked up Ja'Marr Chase this season. And he's done very well against very well-respected receivers. So anything could happen. If Sauce takes away Aaron's first option, then he already doesn't trust the other options. So I don't know. I feel like anything could happen.
They're rushing in their back.
I feel like anything could happen in this game. That's true. The Packers are a really good rushing attack. But last week, we did not see that get utilized. Like against the Giants, the Packers should have just relied on the running game. But I don't know why the coach is stubborn like that. He just wants to be a passing offense. So that's why the Packers lost last week. And let's see if they can change it up this week. Moving on to the next game. Baker Mayfield.
Here we go.
Where's Matt Stafford?
Here we go.
Panthers and the Rams. What do you think is going to happen here?
Man, the Rams are disappointing. I don't know what's going on.
Very disappointing.
They need to fix their act. You fucking can't come off a Super Bowl and act like this.
Yeah, but maybe. I know you can say that, but it's like pretty much historically proven that.
Every team figures you out, yeah.
Pretty much two teams that go to the Super Bowl, they always come off and have a slump the year after. That's usually what happens. Yeah,
every team knows exactly what you're doing.
Just like you said, there's more film. Those games in the playoffs, that's just extra film for you know other teams to game plan for. And the Rams have been a little bit injured. A little bit. So I don't want to beat on them too hard. You know, when they have a good coach like that, no one can be perfect in the NFL. So they've lost a few games and a lot of people already wrote them off. But I feel like the roster is too good for them to be written off, anything like that, especially with how weak the NFC is.
I think just that their line has been terrible this season.
The line's been injured. That's the main concern.
That's what it is.
They've been moving parts, and we all know how hard that is. Yeah. Your linemen, the only way they can play well together is by playing together. Like they need to have consistency, right? So we just haven't seen that with the Rams. That's probably the main reason why they've lost three games this season. But what do we see happening here, guys?
Still rocking with the Rams.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good game for them to come back. Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp.
I think Baker Mayfield hurt too.
Yeah, he is.
Who's going to be the quarterback? Sam Darnold? All right. So I'm picking the Rams. I just realized Sam Darnold's going to be playing. So.
But what's fucking. You have.
Oh, actually, no, I'm tripping. It's not Sam Darnold. I think it's PJ Walker, which is even worse.
Yep.
So, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. I'm going to pick the Rams. They're favored by 10. I'm going to go ahead and just.
How the fuck can you have Aaron Donald on your defense and then your defense be 32nd in the league?
He's just one man.
I would want on my team.
I know. I mean, he'll get his sack or two, but then if they put the focus on him and put two on him, he's not getting by.
Jalen Ramsey began burnt.
Jalen Ramsey hasn't been him.
Cap.
So he's still a good player, but I don't think he's anywhere used to where he was at one point.
Or would you expect the season?
He was the best corner in the league, and now he's not. So he doesn't shut down that whole side of the field like he used to.
He's insanely conservative. Like he's not making that, like, he's trying to read plays early, and it's like they don't get by him, and then fucking play gets completely.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. Is anybody here going to pick the Panthers?
No.
Okay. All right, we're just going to move on to a big division matchup. Cardinals versus Seahawks. This matchup is always unpredictable.
I feel like Geno Smith has been great.
What do we see happening? Yeah, Geno Smith right now.
Great.
He has more passing yards and more touchdowns than Kyler Murray. Think about that. no one would have said week six, Geno Smith will have more passing yards and touchdowns than Kyler Murray.
And less interceptions.
Probably, yeah, probably less interceptions. And if you look at the previous matchups between these teams, they've been pretty evenly split. So there's no history to go off of dominance on one side. Seattle's offense ranks higher than Arizona right now. Right now, the Seahawks are 7th in the league in points scored, and the Cardinals are 18th. What's the problem, man? What's the problem for the Cardinals?
Cardinals, I've been saying that Kyler Murray is just playing the same style over and over, and I think a lot of teams have figured him out. They're also missing Hopkins. And
Hopkins returning this week, or is he returning next week?
We said 6 weeks, so it's after. No.
So after 6 weeks.
After 6 weeks, he
so
comes back.
So he's not going to be playing this game.
One more week. I mean, Marquise has been okay.
He's not a number one.
No. But the thing is just Kyler Murray runs around a lot, and then they can kind of lock him up. And Seattle has been kind of nice. I mean,
they've been scheming.
I know Geno's not bad, but he has more yards than Kyler Murray this year.
He has better weapons.
He's doing what he needs to do.
He has better weapons.
Cardinals defense is
terrible.
Ass.
They're number one.
What?
Yeah.
Ain't no way. You're looking at the wrong
year. Are they number one in?
Cardinals defense?
They definitely look on the wrong. Is this wrong? You're looking at the wrong year.
What the fuck are you looking at, son? The Cardinals defense have allowed 24.6 points per game, which is 22nd in the league. Bro, I'm like, no way. Like, what the fuck are you looking at?
How the fuck do they have the best? They probably have, like, the least amount of points on them or some shit.
Bro, the Chiefs scored 44 points. And you're going to tell me?
Bro, ESPN is lying to you. ESPN is lying to me.
That's probably at the beginning of the season.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I really like Kyler Murray.
You think he'll have a bounce back game?
I think so.
Interesting.
It's a hard game for me to pick. The Cardinals are favored by 3. And they're playing at Seattle.
I think Seattle might pull this win off.
I was going to say, bro, the way Geno Smith was diming last week against the Saints defense, which is, I think, better.
I think he has a lot more to prove right now to, like, the whole world that, like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, and Kyler,
like, why was I behind Russell Wilson this whole time?
Kyler Murray, like, hasn't really had crazy, like, improvement in the past season or two that, you know, we expected, you know, like, a player with his talent to have. He just doesn't look like he wants to run. He doesn't look like he wants to be hit. When Lamar and Josh Allen run, they're not looking to shy away from contact. They're looking to protect their body, but they want to pick up those yards and help their team. And then if they get hit, that's fine.
Kyler is smaller.
It doesn't look like Kyler wants to get hit. Like Russell Wilson, when he was younger, it didn't matter. He used to go out there to get the runs. If Kyler Murray doesn't use his legs like the way he should, then he's just not the same quarterback. So I feel like Pete Carroll is going to have a good game plan for this game.
Yeah.
I think he definitely is a better coach than Kingsbury. And no Hopkins again for this game. I feel like Seattle is going to pull it out.
I'm going to Seattle.
I'm going to Seattle too, but I'm going to also add to your comment about Kyler Murray. I mean, the new quarterback game, like you see them improve or at least be on the same level from last year, like Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar. It's either they improve or at least put up the same performances that they were putting up last year. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kyler Murray has been like that. I think he's been a little bit below of how he was last season. Maybe you can blame it on less offensive weapons. Maybe you can blame it on Hopkins being out. But right now, I think Seahawks and Geno Smith have better weapons. I mean, against the Saints, they could have pulled that game off if it wasn't for the 3 fumbles that they had. Mm-hmm. Which they couldn't recover. Geno put up 268 yards, and he hit DK Metcalf with a 50-yard touchdown. He hit Tyler Lockett with 35-yard touchdown, 40-yard touchdowns. I don't think the Cardinals' defense can stop that. So, going with the Seahawks.
All right, I think we all picked the Seahawks except Dodge. Dodge picked the Cardinals.
Here we go.
It's kind of surprising considering the Cardinals are the favorite, but interesting. We'll definitely see how that game turns out. Next big division matchup of the week is the Broncos and the Chargers. I think this is a Monday night, right? Monday night primetime game?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Fucking Broncos in primetime again.
Well,
if we're just going off of what we've seen in the past few weeks from the Broncos, then there's no way the Broncos should be winning this game.
Nope.
Like, zero chance. Because there's no fucking way they put up no touchdowns against the Indianapolis Colts. And they can come around here and somehow challenge the Chargers, who've been putting up a lot of points recently, even though that they've had injuries. Keenan Allen hasn't been playing for a few weeks.
Yeah, I just don't
see the Broncos pulling this game out. I know it's a division game, so, you know, anything could happen, you know, quotation marks, but I just think Herbert is clear Russell Wilson, and I think the Chargers coach, who has questions surrounding him, I think he's still better than the Broncos coach, who's a fucking, I don't know how he got that coaching job. So I'm picking the Chargers. I don't even have to think twice about this.
Yeah, Broncos don't look like a team.
Like, I think they could still turn it around and still be a respectable team by the end of the year. But as of right now, like, I don't see them just switching in 1 week.
Drastic change.
Especially that it's like
that
not a bye week. I don't see them just flipping that switch in 1 week against a division rival and just coming out here, you know, dropping a lot of points. I just don't see that happening. So
Chargers.
Chargers, easy for me.
Chargers.
I don't know. The Broncos haven't been on it. I mean,
the Broncos defense is going to have to carry. That's the only way they can win this game.
Maybe you can have a good game from Melvin Gordon or something like that. But this is their chance. I mean, it's either they do it here or the season, I think, is going to go to waste.
Yeah, but man, if they lose this game, then
I think it's kind of
it might be clipped for that division.
Hopes and dreams are shattered. Yeah. And I'm taking the Chargers too. Yeah, I might want to curse the Chargers. Maybe the Broncos will have a good season.
I don't know. The only way I could see the Broncos having any chance of winning is if, like, their defense gets like a pick six, or if they get like a big fumble in the first quarter or two of the game, and then just completely shift the momentum and, like, make the rest of the game like a, you know, grinded out game for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. If they somehow jump out to an early lead. But if the Chargers score a touchdown, two touchdowns, or go up by like 10, the Broncos don't have that firepower to come back. It simply just, especially with Javonte Williams out, Tim Patrick's been out the whole year. Hasn't been really any chemistry between the receivers and Russ. I don't think anybody can convince me to take the Broncos.
Yeah.
Outright. So all of us, Chargers sweep again.
How many sweeps is that? Is that three?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying again.
I think it's like three sweeps for this week.
Only two sweeps.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not bad. Okay, so for our last game that we're talking about for week 6, and could argue it's the best game of the week. Actually, it probably is.
I think it is the best game. Yeah.
Bills versus the Chiefs. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes.
It's gonna be like 80 points total.
Nah, I don't think so. But
so I know the
best quarterbacks in the league.
I know the Dolphins beat the Bills, so you could argue that they should have been. Maybe the Bills could have been undefeated, but the Chiefs should actually be undefeated. They lost to the Colts 20-17 on a fluke.
And it was all special teams blunder.
It was horrible.
All special teams' fault.
The Chiefs should be undefeated right now, and I think the fact that Buffalo, like, this was their... I mean, they're not having a bad year, by any means at all, right? But Patrick Mahomes still has one more touchdown than Josh Allen and has two fewer interceptions.
I think that's just the way that the Chiefs are playing. They're playing a little more.
They're playing
spread the ball around.
Yeah.
No more like big plays, and that's what we've been seeing in the Bills' offense is big plays.
Kelsey's just coming off of 4 TDs.
Yeah, but he only had like 30 yards. So,
we haven't been seeing
those big over the top plays. It's all efficiency. It's all get down the field. Whatever your running backs can do, let them do that. And then when you get in the red zone, we're gonna finish it off. Yeah. That's how efficient we are. That's how good of a play caller Andy Reid is. Like, when you get in the red zone, that's their bread and butter, right? So, in the previous matchups, Chiefs have always had Tyreek Hill, and that's kind of been...
That's exactly what they're missing.
It's been like the end of the Bills' defense was just Tyreek Hill. Like, you can't stop him. And that was for most cases for the Chiefs. Like, they had Tyreek Hill. So, I know they've been amazing without him so far, but against the Bills' defense, I feel like, you know, they'll be a little banged up. I think they still have a player or two out. I think this is a chance for Josh Allen. You know, there's still a lot of people out there who think Josh Allen is not close to Mahomes. But, you know, I think, and whoever watches football and knows football, like, Josh Allen is very close to Mahomes. So this is his game to show it, I think. I think the Bills will take it up.
Yeah, on paper, I feel like the Bills kind of have this in the bag, but...
I don't know about having it in the bag, but it'll be a good game. But
number one offense, number four defense, 14th rushing. That is, I think the rushing is always
there's something, man. Josh Allen always just falls short. And I know it's like, okay, next year, Patrick, maybe next year, maybe next year, maybe
Patrick
next year.
The opposite.
Patrick just
gets it done. Yeah, he gets it done.
Gets
it's
it,
true.
And I just feel like
this is the first time, I'm not sure, I think this is the first time in Mahomes' career that he's been the underdog at home. So the Bills are favored by 2.5, and they're playing at Kansas City. So, I mean, that's kind of crazy. That just shows you how good the Bills have been so far this year. They've been looking very, very dominant. Both offenses are ranked 1 and 2 in the league in points scored. So we know they can put up points, but the thing that speaks volumes to me is
we know
the Bills' defense is ranked 1st in the league in points allowed. So they're not letting people score, and Kansas City is 23rd in the league in defenses, like points allowed. So 1st to 23rd in points allowed for defenses. That's the main stat that jumps out to me. And I know it'll be a battle of the quarterbacks, but just because the Bills have a better defense, a better pass rush, I just see him pulling it out. I think it'll be a 3-point victory.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
The Bills?
Yeah, Bills by 3 for me. Lunch said Chiefs. What do you guys think?
It's going to be a very close game, but I think it's also can be very high scoring. For the Bills, you have Josh Allen leading with passing and rushing yards, not Singletary.
Insane.
And then you have Stephon Diggs
He's
with receiving yards.
He's fucking 6'5", 240 pounds, bro. Uh-huh.
And that's the difference that I'm talking about with him and Kyler Murray, is that improvement or putting up those kind of same performances.
Every year
last year, last year, the Bills did get smacked by KC, but it was also a close game. I think it was 36-40-something KC's way. Mahomes has been good so far, and he smacked the Buccaneers like crazy. However, there was almost a comeback. I don't know. Their defense kind of shaky, but I think the Bills have been more solid so far this season.
Very solid.
You have Davies back and Stephon Diggs killing it, but you also have Travis Kelce for the Chiefs, who've put up already 347 yards. And that 4-touchdown game was absolutely insane from him.
Yeah.
So, but even with that said, I think the Chiefs' defense is a little bit weaker, and the Bills have been more solid so far this season. So I'm going to go with the Bills. But for sure, this is either going to be a tight game or
it'll be a blowout.
No, definitely not a blowout. I think both teams are going to try. I mean, if the Bills' defense does lock up like crazy, they can shut down the Chiefs.
I feel like they can, man.
They
can. Like, the best games we've seen for the Chiefs is where Edwards-Helaire gets like running lanes, and then that opens up the passing game, because, I mean, that's how a good offense works, right? But, I mean, the Bills have not been allowing runners like that. So I don't think Clyde will get a lot of rushing yards this week. Especially last week, he didn't have that many rushing yards. This week, he won't have that many. I don't see the Chiefs. I definitely don't see them going down and scoring 4 red zone touchdowns like they did last time with Kelce. So I don't know. I feel like it's Josh Allen's time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Touch.
I don't know, man. It's fucking.
It's just Mahomes, right?
Yeah, it's Mahomes. It's
something about Mahomes.
It's the relationship, relationship between Mahomes and Kelce. It's just, Hilaire has been a disappointment for rushing. His passing, he's gotten a lot of passing yards, and they've been using him as that. And I don't know, maybe Andy Reid has done this on purpose. Maybe he circled that Bills game, and there's like, until here, we're going to pass to him, and on the Bills, we'll just rush every single yard.
It doesn't work like that. You can't just randomly start running the ball and expect your numbers, you know, to go up. Like, however they've been running the ball so far is pretty much how they've been running the ball so far. Like, you can't expect the Chiefs running game to just spark up like that, especially against the best defense in the league, statistically the best defense in the league.
Yeah, that's also a good point.
So who are you picking?
I'm going to go with KC. I feel like they have the experience, the coaching, the quarterback, the threats on offense to really get it done. But it is the Bills' game to lose. I think that. But I feel like Casey will win.
So week 6 is going to end with the biggest game, I think, so far of this season. And with that, we're going to end the episode. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to let us know what you think about it by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. We're available on all of them. Hopefully we can get the podcast video to you guys either this week or next week. Be on the lookout for it on Spotify or YouTube. If you want to stay up to date on when all new episodes drop or any other sports video and sports topic related, you can find us on any social media platform at Check the Stat 5. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, Dodge, J. Shout out T-Rain. Check the stats.
Deuces.
Peace.